You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Really funny. I want to get to our guest here because there's a huge amount of effort by the president to use their ability in Washington, D.C. to get the streets safe. And I was reading that headline that just came from Fox News within the last 30 minutes. FBI's Kash Patel vows agency won't stop combating D.C. crime until every community is safe after 550 arrests. We welcome onto the show Harrison Fields, a special assistant to the president and principal deputy press secretary, to discuss. Harrison, thank you for being with us here today. It's an honor to have you on the show.
It's an honor to be here.
Well, I appreciate what the president has done. I work in the city of St. Louis. We know what rampant crime does to consumerism, tourism, businesses wanting to invest in their places, and just generally people who are still down here in St. Louis want to walk to, you know, grab something for lunch. You just are reserved about it. Washington, D.C. is a different animal as a district, and the president has used his authority to try to clean it up. How's the progress so far?
There's a lot of progress, and let me tell you this, the people of D.C. appreciate what the president is doing. We are taking this city back. There is no reason why the capital of the United States of America ranks higher in crime than capitals of the third world. It's absolutely insane. If D.C. was a state, D.C. would have the highest crime rate per state by a mile. You understand the issues that St. Louis faces. People in D.C. face a very similar thing. When you fear walking to the corner store, you fear going to work because you could potentially be carjacked. Look at the amount of murders, assaults, robberies, carjackings. It's absolutely insane, and the president wants to put an end to it. He wants to restore D.C. And make it safe again. You had the vice president go down to Union Station, which 2 months ago, no one would have wanted to go to Union Station unless they were forced to. Now we have the vice president able to go there to see the progress that this president has been able to do. It's an incredible thing to witness.
Harrison Fields joining us, special assistant to the president and principal deputy press secretary. I've seen some detractors for the, you know, dictator fascist level takeover that President Trump has engaged in Washington, D.C., but they're actually kind of few and far between, and they're from all of the predictable places. I've seen a lot of people in media, specifically the ones who work and live in D.C., say it really isn't safe here. How do you break through the messaging to get some of those people who are on the left, normally Trump detractors, to say, yeah, this isn't really, really great here in Washington, D.C.?
Because our messaging aligns with the sentiment on the ground. You had the Democratic Party tell the American people for the last 4 years that the United States was the best and brightest thing going when we felt like it wasn't. We saw what happened with the open border. We saw what was happening with crime. We saw what was happening with the economy. And what the president is doing, acknowledging a fact on the ground, that there is a surge in crime in this city that we have to take care of. So if you talk to people that actually live in Washington, D.C., that live in Ward 7, live in Ward 8, that are dealing with the plague of crime every single day, they're very thankful. Yes, the reporters at the New York Times that live in Georgetown, Washington, D.C., guess what? They are not absorbed by the crime as people in Anacostia would be. So there's a massive difference between the ritzy elitist class of Washington, D.C., and the actual people that live and work here that are dealing with crime every single day. And the president, once again, is standing with we the people and not the elitists of the New York Times.
Harrison Fields speaking with us from the White House, Principal Deputy Press Secretary. So, Harrison, when I've seen a lot of Chicagoans saying, hey, President Trump, don't forget us over here. Of course, it's different when it's a city and a state as opposed to a territory like D.C. But is there any plan or possibility even that what President Trump is doing to focus on eliminating crime from D.C. could be enjoyed by people in Chicago or people in St. Louis?
Well, a lot of cities are doing that. I know people in Baltimore are very curious that this is coming to them. There's a lot of people that are desperate for their leaders to do something. And absent leaders, their mayors and governors and liberal cities and states like Illinois and Chicago, there is a desperation to have a true leader in the president, his attorney general, the D.C. attorney here, Judge Jeanine Pirro, to do something. And I'll remind your listeners today that back in 2020, the president actually put together what we call Operation Legend, which was named after Legend Taliaferro. I believe he was from St. Louis, and I have to check
Kansas
that again. Kansas City. He was a young 7-year-old boy that was murdered, and the president was touched by this story. There was an FBI task force named after him in which we were able to surge federal law enforcement to certain high crime areas to give justice to families that were just seeking closure for the tragic death of their loved one. So there are many options that the president has at his disposal to make sure that we can take violent criminals off our streets. We are starting here in Washington, D.C., but every mayor in this country should be on notice that if you are derelict in your duties to keep your people safe, this president will take it upon himself and this federal government will make sure that we keep our streets safe.
We're speaking with Harrison Fields, a special assistant to the president and principal deputy press secretary with the White House. Harrison, I work in the city of St. Louis, but I live across the Mississippi River in the state of Illinois. J.B. Pritzker is one of, if not the lead voice against Donald Trump, against the Trump administration, maybe tied for first with Gavin Newsom. But in the state of Illinois, where I live in, they've done everything they can to not cooperate with law enforcement like ICE. They work hard to prioritize the illegal immigrants that they welcome to the state of Illinois with the sanctuary status. And my tax dollars that go into the state are being utilized to fund health care, among many other things, for those illegal immigrants that have been welcomed into the state. What is the administration going to do to protect the blue state voters that I am, voted for President Trump, want to see his success, and watching my governor turn his back on the president and the people of the state of Illinois at the same time?
Yeah, these type of antics are just silly and no one takes them seriously. We saw the mayor of Boston try to do this alongside some mariachi people trying to say that they're going to, you know, not follow the U.S. government and basically deny ICE any authority there. And then the acting ICE director for that region said, yeah, good luck trying. We're going to take it. We are taking this seriously and we're going to do what the president asked us. So we, of course, would love people to work together. We need our states and localities to work with the federal government. But despite any grandstanding of people who literally are doing the bidding of the illegal immigrants and not the constituents that they swore an oath to represent, this president is going to make sure that we're going to continue to do the job. Look at what we're doing in L.A. They're running around with their heads on fire. But the reality is the president has instituted a plan to clean up our streets from all the illegals that the former president allowed to ravish our cities. And we are taking these people off our streets. Going against this mission is un-American, flat out. The president understands that we have a lot of blue state mayors and governors that don't want to do anything. But despite their objections, this president, this secretary of DHS, Tom Homan, they are on the case and the American people are seeing it for themselves. We are removing criminal aliens from our streets.
We're speaking with Harrison Fields. I want to ask you a little bit about what it's like to work in this White House, what it's like to work under or with this president, because while you're doing this to clean up D.C. as an administration, there are a host of other major, major things that would take normal administrations years to accomplish. And in the meantime, being able to whip up the, I don't want to use summoning in a bad way, but of these world leaders from the European Union to the White House to help try to achieve peace between Russia and Ukraine. What is it like to work with this administration to see the successes that you guys are having?
Oh, it's an incredible blessing to return. I had the privilege of serving in the first administration as well. And you have a president who is a natural born leader, who is really the chief executive of our country, who is getting the best and brightest together to fulfill the mandate that the American people gave us. Every single thing we're doing, and Democrats will tell you this themselves, everything we're doing is what the president campaigned on. It's an incredible thing to witness, from the border to the economy to trade deals to solving world conflicts. This president is moving a mile a minute, all gas, no brakes, to make sure that these 4 years are the most consequential 4 years that this country has ever faced. The American people see exactly what he's doing. They voted for this. And despite the liberal media, despite the Democrats that are trying to stop him in the courts and throw hoax after hoax at this president, he is steadfast in his commitment to making America great again. And the American people voted for this. And they're very grateful and thankful that they now have a president who's back in charge.
Last question for you. Harrison Fields speaking with us right now. The president made a comment on Fox and Friends yesterday about all of the accomplishments they're having, the lives that he's helping save by virtue of ending these wars. And he mentioned that he hopes that it helps him get into heaven. And the president has a few points that he makes with repetition when he's in these interviews. And I'm wondering, I haven't heard him make a comment on that type of a thing in a conversation like this. Is faith something that comes up in the White House with President Trump with any regularity?
No, often. From the staff, I'll tell you a funny story. It's a really touching story. I was just walking by a lunch table here in the White House, and two gentlemen were sitting down for lunch, and they had their heads bowed down, eyes closed, and they were praying over their meal. This is not just from the president. This is staff-wide. Caroline Leavitt, before she goes into every briefing, we pray as a team. We have the White House Faith Office that has been established, first time it's ever been done. And it's not just in some back room in the White House. It's in the West Wing, just steps away from the Oval Office. This has been a priority. And what we've done with the Faith Office, there are faith advisors across every single cabinet agency and department, so that every agency and department is coordinated on the president's faith objectives here. So the president is a man of deep faith. I think after the horrific Butler shooting, many people have gotten a little bit of a closer vantage point of, you know, just how much a priority faith in God is. And he's really just protected religious liberty in this country because it was under siege under the last 4 years, with arresting innocent protesters in front of abortion clinics, closing down churches during COVID, and just the continuation of the degradation of Christianity and religion in this country. So the president is making a priority. And, you know, the Bible says, blessed are the peacemakers. So he is just, you know, doing what's natural to him and ending conflict, ending senseless killing. And this is who he is. It's who he was in the first term. It's who he is again.
Did the brush with the bullet make a huge impact on his faith life?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
He's spoken about it. You know, he's given all the glory and honor to God in saving his life, for sure. And, you know, anyone's faith is deeply personal. And of course, I would want the president to speak on that on his own behalf. But I can tell you this, he's made faith a priority here in this White House. And he is a proud Christian. And he is just grateful that the Christian community, the religious community as a whole, has supported him. And we've restored pride in our Lord and Savior here in the White House and across the country.
Well, we were certainly enriched by hearing him talk about it then and the other times that he's brought it up. And we're grateful for you, your willingness to comment on it today, Harrison Fields. Thank you for your time today. We'd love to have you back again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.